Well, we're in Audubon County Fair season now because the Audubon County Fair really getting going now today at the fairgrounds in Audubon. Ann Carter is program coordinator with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach in Audubon County, and we're going to talk all things Audubon County Fair. Ann, how are you today?
Oh, we're doing great.
Well, good. A little frazzled, I assume, as fair gets started for another year.
Well, it's always rushed until you're sure everything's done, and then it flows pretty well.
Yeah, hurry up. It's always something going on during fair, which is good. That's the whole point, is getting people together and giving them lots to do and see. And it looks like you've got a pretty full schedule again this year. Have there been any real changes from the past?
We did. We shook up our schedule pretty good this year. Got our static things going today with our pet and dog show this afternoon, and then our animals will start to arrive on the fairgrounds tomorrow morning. We're going to kick off Friday morning bright and early with our swine show, and then the horse show will be going on most of the day, and then we'll kind of close out our shows on Friday with the rabbits. Come out and join for the come out and watch the figure eight races. Those will be happening. First race starts at 7:30 Friday night. I forgot to mention we'll have our queen contest, and you'll be there to help us with that Thursday evening. That's going to kick off around 6:30. We're going to try a 4-H style show this year. We haven't had one in many, many years, so we're going to try that again, and then the queen coronation will be directly following that event.
Lots of stuff there. Very good.
Yeah, Saturday we've had a full day of shows.
Yep, it looks very busy on Saturday. And can I ask you, why the changes? Is this just feedback you're getting from folks?
We do. We have a post-fair meeting every year, and we get some feedback from families. Throughout the years, we've kind of had different days that work for different things, and sometimes we get new exhibitors that are exhibiting two species on the same day. And so we don't do massive changes every year, but this year we kind of just change things up a little bit.
Well, some youngsters are a little busier than others, and some have a lot more projects. You're always going to have some conflicts, I suppose, with timing here and there. But if you can work a few things out, you know, we're always willing to help out that way and get kids as involved as possible. That's the whole point of this. Well, excellent. I was looking through some of the things that you've got going on, and we always look at the things that are the big events, some of the large livestock shows, some of the entertainment things that we have in the evening. It looks like a lot of the entertainment is going to be some of the things that's been popular in the past.
Yes, we've got, I believe this is the third year, we'll have an IRCA rodeo Saturday night. That's for the family, and because of our generous sponsorships, that's free admission. And then that'll follow up with live music at 9 o'clock by a relatively popular band that is coming to join us, Outlaw Creek.
Very good. Well, and Friday night, the figure eight races. You've done that forever.
Yes. Well, I haven't, but yes.
Somebody's done it forever.
Lots of people have been bringing cars up and driving for a long time, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, can you talk a little bit about the volunteers? I know fair board members spend a lot of time during fair week. They've spent a lot of time all year long, but fair week, they're on the grounds constantly. But you need a lot of volunteers to pull all this off, don't you?
We absolutely do. And there's only three of us staffed in the office, and we would not at all be able to pull off what we pull off without all of our volunteers. We've got 4-H superintendents, club leaders, the fair board that you mentioned, they have open class superintendents, and then the parents that pitch in. We had great 4-H club participation with cleanup, getting everything set up ready to go yesterday, and then once it's all said and done, then they pitch in and help us put it all back into storage until the next year. We absolutely could not do it without our volunteers.
Well, and you've got some fair board members and other volunteers that have been doing this over and over for years and years and years. Why do they keep coming back?
Well, I think they come back for the kids.
That makes sense. Somebody did it for them. They're going to pay it back.
Yeah.
Excellent. And about the entries, how are they? Are they pretty static, or are we going up, down with the entry numbers?
Our animal numbers are pretty steady. We won't know until late this morning how many static 4-H exhibits we had. And then people do have all day Thursday until about 6 o'clock if anybody from the public can enter open class. And those entries we won't know until Thursday evening. But we encourage everybody to come out and see what's been entered, get ideas of how you can participate next year, because this is your fair.
You bet. Well, in addition to some of the animal shows and the entertainment things that we have during the evening, you've got things going on during the day, a lot of kid-centered things, right?
Yes. Saturdays really are big kid-centered, family-centered day. We have a clown that's been coming for years. She does face painting. This year we've got a new puppet show that's going to come. He's performing three times on Saturday. We'll have the big wheel races and the baby contest, some of our standard traditions.
Very good. A lot of things for folks. If you just wander around, you'll stumble into some of the things because you won't be able to walk past them. you'll have to see them. You won't have a choice,
yeah.
But pedal pull, and you've got some Lego stuff going on and all kinds of things happening there. That hoop building's been a nice addition up there too. Gives you a little bit more flexibility.
It does.
All right. Also, the food. We can't go to fair without food. We have to have food. Lots of good variety of foods. And it looks like you've got a lot of good stuff again this year.
Yeah, we'll have our local pork producers and cattlemen and T-Bone Committee coming out to do the Farm Bureau meal is also available. You'll have to check the schedule for those dates. We'll have food in the Agri Hall, and then the 4-H food stand will be open during livestock shows in the show arena. And then the rodeo will have some food trucks out and around for people to enjoy on Saturday night.
Excellent. Well, I know a lot of times with county fairs, it'll kind of wind down one day and then there'll be next to nothing except like a livestock sale and cleanup then kind of the next day. And that's not the way you do it there in Audubon County. Sunday looks like a pretty busy day leading up to the livestock sale in the, later on in the afternoon.
Yep. We encourage people to bring out their tractors for a tractor drive in the morning. And we have an open class horse show that the public can participate in if you're a rider. And then we'll wrap it up in the afternoon, starting with our 4-H and FFA recognition program. And then we'll have a market animal exhibitor support auction. We aren't actually selling the animals. You'll have to connect with an individual 4-H member, family, if you're interested in purchasing an animal, but we like to provide them with some financial support for their projects. And that auction, we encourage you to come out and support the kids. That begins at 4 o'clock, and then once 4 o'clock hits, we kind of start wrapping it up and packing stuff into cars and heading home again.
So in Audubon County, you won't actually be paying for the animal, for the meat there. You'll be paying for the support that'll be given to the children. Okay.
That is how we've worked it the last couple of years.
Yeah. Do you have some groups that go together to do that?
We do. We do have some. Each of the communities in Audubon County puts together, the merchants will pool their money, and then they have a designated bidder. So I think there are still designated people taking those bids if people are interested.
Okay. So they can still contact folks and get in on that opportunity there, too, so they can support without having to actually physically go to the auction then.
Sure. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, very good. Well, it's road construction season everywhere, and that includes in Audubon County, near the fairgrounds there, too. We've had some bridge work going on there, too. And how is that? What's the status there? Will folks be able to get in and out pretty easily?
Well, it's going to be a little bit more challenging this year. The bridge that the bridge that leads to the fairgrounds is under construction. We want you to turn on North Division right by the Parish Center. There is a bypass road that's available just north of where they're replacing the bridge. You'll see road closed signs, but there is a bypass. I think technically it's two lanes, but take your time. Look ahead for other traffic, and we'd want everybody to stay as safe as possible trying to get to our fair this year.
You bet. Little couple extra minutes, no problem, because you're going to something great. So
yes.
Excellent. Well, Ann, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you very much.